Voices, Community Stories Past and Present, Inc. is a nonprofit group that since 1999 has given Tucson youth a chance to tell their own stories in their own words. This time, our storyteller is Lewis Dawley Hill, a 16-year-old high school student. Like many kids his age, Lewis likes to escape every once in a while into the worlds of fantasy and science fiction. And he likes to dress the part.
It's a hot day and I'm riding on the Suntran, wearing tan scrubs stained with dirty handprints on the legs. My surgical bag, a sanitary green plastic thing, sits at my feet. An off-duty cop, his badge gives him away, sits next to me, eyeing the handprints. "I'm off to a convention," I say as I adjust the wolf ears hat on my head. I'm a self-described all-around nerdy teen. And I cosplay. Oh, wait, you don't know what cosplay is. Cosplay, a combination of the words costume and play, is when you dress up as a Japanese animation character and go out into the world acting normal, except for the fact that you're in character. 3 weeks from now, I'm counting the days, I'm going to my first big cosplaying convention in Mesa, Arizona. And I'm dressing up as the Silent Hill Doctor, a minor villain in one of my favorite video games. My family all grew up in households where it was either you survive or you don't. My mom had 5 brothers and sisters, and my dad grew up on a farm in Oregon. Even my sister Emily has to learn how to survive. She has Down syndrome and is bound to grow up to be a baseball pitcher, based on the fact that she likes to throw things a lot. I'm just trying to survive my overwhelming teenage life. Socializing at school, getting my schoolwork done, my nagging mom, my worrying dad, and my overreacting sister. Have you ever wanted to just break away from your reality just for a little while? And go somewhere where you don't have to be yourself, where you're free to be someone that's completely and utterly not like you? For me, cosplaying is that release. As myself, I'm just a nice guy who tries to be funny, but isn't. If somebody's bothering me, I'm the last person to pick a fight. As the Silent Hill Doctor, I get to threaten people, which is something I'd never do as Lewis.
If you don't stop, I'll turn your mother into a gerbil.
I am almost able to talk to people. I made my Silent Hill costume out of fabrics that I found at the thrift store and scrubs my dad brought me from the hospital where he works. The process of creating a costume goes like this. I start daydreaming about affordable costumes, which costumes I really want to make, and which characters I think fit my personality or height. Then I start my shopping. Trips all over on the bus to costume stores and thrift stores in search of a long black robe?
No.
Okay. A black leather trench coat?
No.
A long white wig?
No.
Fine, I'll just go to the next store. I want to be around people who are outsiders, just like me. They don't do things because it's a hip new fad. They do things because it's not a hip new fad. The thing is, there aren't a lot of kids like that at my school. My high school is a lot like cold storage. It's self-paced and we do a lot of sitting. A lot of the kids seem to be gang members. They could be posers for all I know, but they seem pretty gangy. And while that might seem like a survival method to some people, you know, living on the streets is tough, that's not the kind of survivor that I have a lot in common with. I usually find my fellow cosplayers at big chain bookstores and at the public library. They're a curious, nerdy kind of people, interested in talking about Japanese animation, Japanese pop culture, Japanese snack foods, and video games. The cosplayers I'm friends with have made the choice to be different. When I go to the convention in Mesa, I hope I'm at least popular with my own kind. Maybe there's somebody out there who's heard of my internet videos. Maybe I'll meet a girl who finds my costume appealing. It's funny that when I cosplay, I have a whole cast of characters to draw from who help me act even more like myself.